Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all well and safe. Here I am since you called me. Today is a day of introductions to a deeper awareness of God's place in our lives. Eli introduces Samuel to the Lord. John introduces two of his disciples to Jesus. And Andrew introduces Peter to Jesus. In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark and Luke, St. Andrew is generally described as the brother of Peter. However, today in John's Gospel, this seemingly quiet brother of the forceful Simon Peter is singled out for a particular task. At key moments in John's Gospel, Andrew quietly introduces people to Jesus. The boy with the loaves and fishes, for instance. The Greeks who wanted to meet Jesus in Jerusalem at Passover. And today he introduces his brother Simon to Jesus. So, like Eli, Andrew's skill lies in leading people into the presence of the Lord. For many of us, our faith is not so much a matter of choice as being part and parcel of our background. To be called cradle Catholics, for instance, implies that we inherited our religion as part of the fabric of our upbringing. It was like that for Jesus too, and Andrew, and Peter, and Eli and Samuel. Our shared faith is important, and we can all practice faith by observing what is laid down. However, that's not the same thing as having a relationship with God. Our relationship with God grows out of a sense of being drawn or called to know more about who God is and how our lives are affected by God. Our hearts and minds become involved in an adult process of choice. Jesus still invites us, come and see. The outcome of this invitation to Andrew and his friend was a sense of being called to follow Jesus, to become a companion. And that word companion or companionship is meaningful too, because it refers to those who break bread together. In other words, those who break bread together share a life in common. Just as love between spouses or friends and family grows through our shared lives and mutual service, so companionship with Jesus grows into a deeper love and nearness to God. This relationship grows as we come to know ourselves and come to know Jesus as the human face of God, the source of truth and life to the full. Today we gather around the altar at Mass to break bread with Jesus. Each of us has been made one with Christ in baptism, but his call to each of us is unique. Come and see is his invitation to start or renew an adult disciples relationship through prayer, sharing and putting faith into simple action. Nearly all of us were introduced to Jesus by someone else. So our discipleship is about introducing others to him too. We don't have to stand out from the crowd to do this. Like St. Andrew, if we believe that Jesus is worth knowing, we will bring others into his loving presence by our quiet witness. The simplest way of describing that is to say, to give a good example, or practice what you preach, or love your neighbour. Amidst all the anxieties and isolation today, it's reassuring to know that Jesus gives us the confidence to hope that our quiet witness will enfold and welcome others. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. You have the message of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.